The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
All around good team win, good commitment to defend, and looks like we had our legs and we were more relentless on the puck tonight.
There's Jared Bednar talking about the Avalanche taking care of Anaheim. Last night, 2-0. The big story over the weekend was the Avalanche, as we predicted on Friday. I said I would be shocked, stunned, if Joe Sakic did not go out and address the backup goalie position. And did he, and boy did he, much to the consternation of some Avalanche fans, as they went on and traded for Devnin Dubnyk. With San Jose this year, but longtime Minnesota goaltender and really kind of right in the middle of, you know, what has been, not a white hot rivalry, but a solid rivalry over the years, and a guy that has definitely gotten under the skin of a lot of Avalanche fans. So it was kind of, it was kind of stunning for a lot of Avalanche fans to say, whoa. We traded for who? Him? Right. I know we needed a backup goaltender, but him? Ah, you'll come to love him.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of getting, Bill Romanowski. Everybody hates him when you play against him, but when he's on your team, you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's great, you know? I mean, beyond the shadow of the, or beyond the echo of the whistle and, a few little things here and there that, you put up with. Man, it's great. They needed a backup goaltender, a legit backup goaltender. They went out and then made that happen. That's a good thing for the Avs.
Move they had to make. NHL trade deadline day is today. We'll keep an eye on if they make any more moves between now and the deadline. Next on the Morning Brew.
And regarding Nikola, he gets frustrated with the referees and what he perceives to be a lack of calls. And you understand that, but, that can never take you away from your duty as a basketball player. So that's something that he, myself, and all of us can definitely be better at. But the most of the decision was just getting him out. We're still down by 12 points at that time. Let's try something different. AG at the five. See if we can get an athletic big on the rim. Four smalls. Obviously, it didn't help. Nothing helped in that fourth quarter.
All right, Michael Malone talking about really maybe taking a little hardline approach there with his superstar, Nikola Jokic, who he felt was getting distracted by the lack of non-calls. Here's the stretch of play from Nikola Jokic when he entered the game in the fourth quarter with about 8.5 minutes left in the game. It was 82-80 at that point. The Nuggets were down 2. Here's what Jokic did during that stretch. He went personal foul. What else? Personal foul, missed shot, loose ball foul, bad pass, turnover, blocked shot, had one of his shots blocked, missed a 6-foot bunny, and then got taken out of the game with 4.5 left. So over that 4-minute stretch, that's what he did. The Nuggets went from being down 2 to down 14. All right. So this notion that, Michael Malone, coached to lose in the fourth quarter. Right. He took his best player out with them only down 14 in a game. Well, Nikola Jokic was largely responsible for the lead ballooning the way it did. And look, hey, he and the Nuggets, who have been playing exceptional basketball for a long time, had a bad quarter, had a bad run. It happens.
And I actually like this with Michael Malone. Addressing, you just have to come to the realization. And again, this is kind of, this is kind of chip on your shoulder, flyover city, not getting the attention, all that kind of stuff that is the Denver Nuggets. You cannot let that change the way you approach the game. You have to just understand that we're not going to get those calls, that Jokic isn't going to get the favorable whistle, that he's not going to get the LeBron treatment. The Giannis treatment. It's just not going to happen. Sorry. You can be upset about it, Nugget fan, but it's just the way it goes. So I think that's good by Michael Malone. Say, don't expect it because we're not getting it. We're going to have to earn these things, right? And I think that's good. Don't get frustrated with it. Just understand.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, it's a high drive to right. Down the line. Out of here.
Giants radio. Well, the Rockies got swept. Went to San Francisco after winning 2 out of 3 against the Diamondbacks. And they lost 3-1, 4-3, and 4-0. I can't help but notice the irony, I guess, is the best way to put it. In a weekend in which so many people, and we'll talk to one of them, James Marilla will be coming up, who are trying to paint Nolan Arenado as the villain in this showdown between Rockies, Dick Monfort, and Jeff Breidich and Nolan Arenado, and people are trying to somehow drum up some support, some sympathy for Dick Monfort and Jeff Breidich. I find it interesting that on the weekend that that's all being debated, they go on and get swept.
Isn't Nolan the guy that used to go to San Francisco and just put on a show every time he's out there? I do recall that every time Nolan went out, he was like, on a weekend series, he was 12 for 18 with 3 homers. And, you know, he always had one of them weekend series in San Fran. So he always played great in San Fran. Could have used that as we were getting swept.
Like, yeah, I'm not saying that Nolan Arenado was blameless in that. But let us not lose sight of what the real problem is here. And that is a front office that is incompetent. An ownership that seems to send out mixed messages all the time about just where their commitment level is to winning. Don't get dragged down in the weeds and start, you know, thinking about, well, Nolan did this and Nolan did that, and forget about what really ails this franchise right now.
Completely concur. I mean, it is what it is. 3-game sweep. In San Fran. San Fran has improved over last year, but they're not great.
Next on the Morning Brew.
He's probably 11 out of 10 from this distance.
That's an unofficial number. We'll see. Matsuyama nails it. Well, there's one for one. We'll just go with that for today.
SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. Nothing.
More scintillating.
Yeah, nothing is more captivating.
Golf play-by-play on the radio.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama, who wins the Masters. And watching the broadcast yesterday, it's what made this story the best sports story of the weekend for me, is that not only did this guy win the Masters, but understanding how he is viewed in Japan and the pressure that this guy carried on his shoulders to go out and win, and now that he has, literally an entire nation was up early this morning,
yes,
watching it, and this guy becomes a national hero for doing what he did. I mean, it's, in some respects, it kind of bums me out because our country is so huge and is so regionalized that we could never have a story like this, could we? Where one person goes out and does something that literally the entire nation is hanging on it?
Right. Probably not.
I guess maybe some Olympic, you know, moments, but not like this.
This is incredible. And I tell you, it just reminds me of back in the day when Ichiro was, you know, in Major League Baseball. And I remember being at a game over the 4th of July weekend in Detroit. My son was pitching for the Tigers and they were playing Seattle. And the amount of Japanese media, like, there was like 40 or 50 people that traveled from, all they did was travel with the Mariners.
Yeah.
And then you're down in the tunnel afterwards, you know, where the players come out. And Ichiro comes out, and it is like it's a mob scene.
There's 50 guys. There's 50
everywhere.
People.
It was just amazing how famous that dude was. And Hideki's going to have that kind of star treatment for the rest of his life in Japan. It's awesome. Good for him.
But there was that expectation.
Sure.
For him to, because, you know, this is not a guy that just burst out of nowhere. This guy has been in the running to win.
Yeah, he was the low scorer and the amateur low scorer 10 years ago. Yeah.
So really, for the last decade, this guy has gone about his business with the expectation from his country that you are our best hope to go win a golf major.
Yeah.
And boy, that's pressure. That's pressure. And you have to figure after he, you know, hit it over the green on 15 that, yeah. You know, what was he starting to feel? What was he, you know, but then the X-Man bailed him out. All right. I just got confused with all the Avalanche wins over Anaheim lately. I mean, as they've been feasting on poor Anaheim, it was 4-1 yesterday, 2-0 in the first game. Against Anaheim. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.